Hello. Thank you for watching You Had Options. This episode, I have Justin from the New York band Neck Scars. They have a new album, Don't Panic, out on on Sell the Heart Records. Go check that out. It's great. Tons of riffs. Riffs upon riffs upon riffs. Hold on. There's a new You Had Options shirt that you should go buy. Go to thehandsomescoundrels.com/shop, and it's in there. Hold on. I should have had this ready, but I'm bad. There you go. I'm bad as I want to be. Look at that. Huh? Quality. Yeah. Go to thehandsomescoundrels.com/shop. It's there. Go check out Neck Scars on Instagram. Give them a follow. It's at Neck Scars. Go follow You Had Options. At You Had Options. Thank you for listening. I love you. Justin, thanks for joining me.
Hello, man.
How are you?
Pretty good.
Yeah. How is COVID treating you?
Not bad. I was able to stay working the entire time.
Nice.
So,
yeah.
No rules. I work in like construction fields, so. Yeah, I was able to stay afloat the entire time, didn't get laid off. And now it's like things are starting to open up again, but are they really? Because
I don't know, man. It's not looking good. Are you in New York, New York?
No, I live in Beacon, New York, which is okay. Like 110 minutes north of New York City.
Okay. Yeah. Have you been in that part of the country your whole life?
I grew up in like Westchester area, which is probably half hour south of where I am now.
Yeah. Is there any type of scene where you are right now?
Where I am right now? There's like a huge Hudson Valley hardcore scene. I don't know if like you're privy to like that. Or if you're into that, but if you listen to like Axe to Grind podcast or anything like that, mm-hmm. Those dudes always talk about like the Hudson Valley and they got like their scene, but it's like if you're not in it, you're not in it.
Right.
So like if you're not friends with those folk and like you're not playing shows with them, like those kids don't give a shit about your band.
Yeah. Yeah. It's tough.
There's
man.
Bands like Mind Force. You ever hear Mind Force?
The name sounds familiar.
Okay, yeah, they're like a pretty big hardcore band, and they're branching out. But there's shows up here, I guess, and they're not bad.
Have you in bands before Neck Scars? Have you been in? Have they been mainly punk? Have you been in hardcore bands?
Yeah, I played in a hardcore band called On the Loose.
Okay,
and. Those dudes, like our drummer was in like fucking Warzone when he was a kid. Yeah. And that was a band that they were called Shell Shock. And then their guitar player left and they were like trying out guitar players and they tried me out. And they're like, all right, cool. You got the gig. And then we did like New York City shows, but nothing more than that. Yeah. Connecticut shows. Our bass player lived in Connecticut. So,
yeah. I think I hear some hardcore riffs on Don't Panic, the Neck Scars latest album.
Oh, hell yeah. Yeah. I mean, yeah, I think the riffs on that album don't really like represent like what we're compared to. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, a lot of people will just be like, oh yeah, you know, like sounds like Hot Water Music, but I'm like, I'm not playing like, you know, I like Hot Water Music, but they're not like my guitar influences, you know
Shred.
What I mean? Like,
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Like I grew up on like Gary Moore and Richie Blackmore mm-hmm. and shit like that, you know, like Shredder's fucking, you know, so that's more my style, but you know, yeah. We love Hot Water Music. Don't get me wrong.
Right. But. It sounds like you're trying to start a beef with Hot Water Music. No.
I'm going to see them. They're actually like speaking of the Hudson Valley. Yeah. There's a, so I live in Beacon. And if you go probably a little less than an hour north, there's Woodstock.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, where of like the original Woodstock was supposed to be. And there's a venue up there called Colony, and Hot Water Music's playing with, who are they playing with? Wilhelm Scream and Make War.
Oh.
So that show should be sick.
Yeah. I saw Make War last month, and they're great. I had never seen it before.
Oh, sick. Yeah, we used to play with them when they were called Said in French back okay. in the day. Yep. Yeah, yeah. So we've known those dudes for years.
Yeah.
They're awesome.
Yeah. Did the record come out? What am I trying to say? Did you have the record already written before the pandemic and you decided to like sit on it and put it out?
So we were in the studio recording in March of 2020.
Mm, yeah.
And we had 8 songs, I believe, we went in with. So we went in for the first 8 songs, and the idea was like we had studio time booked for March, and you know, we didn't have the album finished yet. So we went in, did the 8 songs, and we were like, while we're in the studio, we're like, yo, this COVID-19 thing's like picking right. up steam. Like this is fucking kind of the real deal. And our engineer was very scared about it. Like his wife was, you know, she worked in a hospital and stuff. So he was very scared. And we did that session. We did the 8 songs. And he closed down the studio right after we left there. Like he was done.
Yeah.
So we did those 8 songs, and then, you know, we probably didn't pick back up again, like start playing again for like another 8-9 months. And then that's when we wrote, I think, 2 more songs. Yeah. Finished off the album.
Yeah. So this is y'all's first album, and
yeah.
I think I saw a split before.
We did a split with Goddamn It from Philly.
Yeah. Yeah. So how long have y'all been a band?
I think we started 2019. No, maybe 2018.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. We started 2018, like end of 2018. Probably March of 2019 is when we recorded the split. Then we played some shows that year. And then, yeah, in the next March, we went in for the album.
Damn. And then COVID. The world fell apart.
Yep, then COVID.
Yeah. So Don't Panic. Is that a Hitchhiker's Guide reference?
Not.
Really?
It's not. No. I've never even seen the show. We've had people actually hit us up and be like, you know, really love Hitchhiker's Guide. I've seen the movie. I love the movie.
Yeah.
But we've had somebody hit us up and like, love the reference. It's amazing. And like, oh, that's cool, man. The only reason it's named Don't Panic is because of the album cover.
Okay.
And so our buddy Mike Manhop, who like does our photography and stuff like that, we hit him up for the album cover because we liked his style.
Yeah.
And during the pandemic, like he just, I think it was in Kingston where he took that picture, but he saw it and we're like, kind of rules. So we were like, yeah, can we use that picture for the album? And we're obviously like going to name the album that, which, you know, it kind of works with like the lyrical content and stuff like that on the album. Yeah. I feel like, so.
Yeah. It's funny that people hit you up about Hitchhiker's Guide, because that was the first thing I thought whenever I heard of it, heard the name.
Yeah. People do that. Yeah. I've never seen the show. It's a British show.
I think it was a book first, and then they made that movie like in early 2000s.
Yeah.
I was going to ask you what you think about all this new alien stuff coming out. You think aliens truly exist?
According to Tom DeLonge, yes.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, do aliens exist? Yeah, I mean, something does.
Yeah.
We don't know what it is. You know what I mean? Right. I don't know if it's like the fucking the skateboard character or anything like that, but Alien Workshop skateboards. 90s skateboarding reference. Sure. Aliens exist. Yeah. I'm into it.
Are you into like conspiracy theories or anything like that? Anything?
No. I'm pretty straightforward.
A straight shooter.
Yeah. I don't got time for that stuff anymore. I don't play like video games. Like I barely play like enough guitar as it is. So like to like focus my time onto like other things is just doesn't seem real. You know, I'm just like, I got to get better at guitar before I deal with any other bullshit.
There's not enough headspace. I got you.
Yeah.
You don't want to waste it.
Yeah.
Man, see, I'm single without kids or anything. So I just got nothing but time to look into bullshit.
Oh, nice. You see, you know, the grass is always greener.
That's true.
I got a kid here. Yeah, I have this suburban home that I live in, so speaking of which, I saw the Descendants on Friday.
How was that?
It was cool. They ripped.
Nice.
In retrospect, like you're just at this packed show and after the weekend, you're just like, Friday, we was at this awful outdoor venue called Pier 17. Sound was awful. It was $13, 12-ounce Tecates. Yep. So you're spending, and me and my buddy went, we're like, you know, let's just have a fucking blast. You know, like things are expensive, sound shitty, but let's just have fun anyway. Yeah, after the weekend, I was just like, I do not ever want to go out again. that was scary. In retrospect, it was like everybody was too comfortable.
Ah, yeah. Yeah, that Delta variant is wild.
Yeah. I was like, should I go get a rapid test?
Yeah.
But I was just like really hungover and like on Sunday, because I went to a barbecue on Saturday, but Sunday I was just like really hungover and like had all this like anxiety.
So you're like,
what's going on? Maybe I should go get a test. I don't know. But I'm good now. I feel fine.
That's good. I feel that the anxiety. Could be you're just hungover and not the COVID.
I'm pretty sure that's what it was.
Yeah. I had something similar happen last week where I was just dehydrated and hungover and I had to go into work and I bought like a large Americano from Starbucks and I was having like a panic attack just because my heart was just racing, dehydrated. And I was like, this is it. I'm dying. I'm having a heart attack right now. So are you guys looking to tour once COVID dies back down with this new album?
Yeah, I think we're already talking about some West Coast dates.
Nope.
And yeah, we were talking about maybe some small Europe stuff.
Oh, that's cool.
So yeah, yeah, yeah. The question is, you know, I mean, the answer is yes. Yeah, we would like to do some stuff. Probably not like long tours, just since we all have like shit going on. But, you know, like 5-6 days here and there.
Mm.
Yeah. You know, split it up.
Yeah.
Make it worth it for us to even go out, but you know, right, at the same time, like be able to like go back to our jobs and stuff.
Yeah, it's tough whenever you're, you know, have a real adult gig and a you know, like you said, family at the house.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. My family is pretty supportive of what I do, so like, you know, they'd hate to be like holding me back.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's cool.
Yeah. Mm. When was the last time you felt like the most accomplished as like a musician or band person? Like you talking about flying to Europe, that was like whenever the first time I flew on a plane to go play a gig, I was like, oh, this is, I fucking made it.
I mean,
do you have a moment like that?
No, not really. I feel like made it wise. I don't know. Like maybe when we sell out of our t-shirts or something. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, but yeah, I mean, the shows are just, you know, they're shows no matter what. At the end of the day, you're just having band practice in front of a bunch of people.
That's true.
Mm. You know, like, I think, you know, like people were asking, you know, when we started playing shows again, they're like, what was it like? Did you feel weird? And I was like, same old shit, man. I've been doing this fucking since I was like, you know, 15. So like, it's, you know.
Yeah. Have you listened to the new Turnstile EPs that have come out? Do you like them?
I haven't. What's the one song? The Holiday is the song?
Yeah,
that's a good song that popped up on my Spotify. Our bass player, he's a huge fan.
Yeah,
Turnstile. I don't dislike him. I just like never got into him.
Yeah, yeah. They're doing this cool thing now. This like kind of like artsy hardcore, if that makes sense. I don't know. Doing like a lot of like visual stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool.
Which I like. Is there a current band that you're stoked on?
That's like currently doing something.
Yeah.
Have you heard that band Oh the Humanity?
Yes.
They're on Hellminded Records out of New Jersey. We just played with them. Their album's fucking awesome. It's like a Wilhelm Scream style.
Yeah.
And they're from like the same area, so they're pretty awesome. They're like localish, I guess. As far as like bands that put out like sick albums this year, the new Dirty Nil.
Ooh, Fuck Art. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. There's good riffs on there.
Yeah, I've been listening to that heavy. Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, that's like, yeah, that, you see, that's like, that's kind of like our style. I feel like the riffage and the fucking, the hooks.
Right.
That's kind of what we go for, I guess.
Yeah. I think that comes across, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, that new Dirty Nil's sick. Who else put out albums this year? I can tell you, I got a 2021 playlist right here.
Okay.
We got Dirty Nil. Oh, that new Weezer is sick. The Van Weezer album? Van
Weezer, yeah.
Yeah, that rules. The Cali Massey. Is that how you say it?
Kalimasi? Yeah. Kalimasi? Yeah. Kalimasi?
Yeah, yeah, that album's sick. The new Fiddlehead, have you heard them?
I haven't listened to the new one. Yeah.
Oh, it's sick. Yeah, 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 they're great.
Mm.
Yeah, that's like the stuff, you know. Besides, like, I still listen to like the same shit that I listened to when I was like 15. Though I still listen to, like, Bad Religion and Descendants and Propaganda and,
yeah,
you know, Face to Face. I think they're putting on a new album. Yeah, they're putting on a new album. They just released a new song. That was sick.
Shit. Hmm. So much good, like, quarantine music, I guess, that's coming out.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think last year there was a lot of good shit that came out, too.
Yeah. You guys did, like, an acoustic single, right, during...
Yeah, yeah. Our singer, like, he does acoustic shows. He put out an acoustic album, like, before we were in the band. He's doing an acoustic set with... he's playing with Brendan Kelly, nice. Brooklyn. But when he does acoustic stuff, like as far as Next Scars, he gets our bass player, Colin. He goes up and does like acoustic with them.
Yeah.
I don't even own an acoustic guitar.
Don't need it.
No, that's not my bag. Like I didn't grow up writing songs on acoustic. It's not my bag. So I'm like, you guys do the acoustic thing. Like, you know, Colin, our bass player, he played acoustic on our album. Like, if there's any like acoustic in the background, that's him playing. So yeah, no acoustic for me, but, yeah, we did the acoustic thing. Just put it out. Just like, we're just trying to stay relevant when we couldn't finish our album, right. Honestly.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. I watched like a rig rundown type video the other day with the Dirty Nil guitarist, and he said a line that like is burned into my brain, that tone knobs are for apologists.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, yeah. As far as like my tone, like people are like we played in Connecticut like a week or two ago, and like this kid from the other band, I guess he had the same amp as me. He's like, "Hey man, you mind if I check out your settings? I like really liked your tone." I was like, "Listen, man, the settings on that I set up are for fucking chumps. Like, I don't get my tone from my amp. It's like how I play it. Like, yeah. I have like my bass at like 7. My like." Yeah, yeah. So like if it were like a clock, like I'd be like, "Oh yeah, I got my bass at like 1 or 2 o'clock. I got my treble like going the opposite way down at like 11. Mm. And then I got like my mid like before you even hit like the 1." So like I show it to people and they're like, no, that's not a tone. I'm like,
that's, you got a lot of ass behind it. Yeah. I like it.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. But it only works with how I play. Like right. Anybody else that like played through that tone, they'd be like, "This sounds like shit." But yeah. It just works with the way my hands work.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah. I'm not like, I'm a gear guy, like, but a like peripheral gear guy. Like I can't tell you like the different hertz, and I can't tell you, you know, what makes the best tone or like settings. And, I feel like I should at this point.
Yeah. I mean, I don't go by any of that. Right. Like I said, like I've had like, you know, like people like try and tweak my amp and stuff like that. I'm just like, you're not going to get what you want out of it. Like, by the way I play, that's it. I play like a Mexican fat strat, with the humbucker. And I've wanted to like switch out that humbucker so many times throughout the years.
Yeah.
And, I was like, oh, maybe I should put like a neon green DiMarzio in there, or like something cool like that, and get like this sick sound. And then finally, like once I dialed it in with my orange head, which is a Rock Reverb 50.
Nice.
Every time I play it now in my practice, I'm like, I'm never fucking switching out that pickup because this, like, I finally found the tone I've like been looking for years. Like, there it is in my stock fucking Mexican fat strat fucking pickup, you know?
Yeah.
So I'm not swapping it out. That's it. It's staying there forever.
Yeah. It's funny, like, because as like a teenager or whatever, you just want the loudest fucking thing. But now I find myself, as I'm getting older, I'm like more picky.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I guess I have money to spend on nice stuff now. Sometimes.
Yeah. Yeah. I was talking to our singer Will today about that stuff. And he, you know, we were talking about like pedals, and I'm not a big pedal guy at all, but like during the pandemic, he just bought so many fucking pedals. And he's like, yeah, I'm over it now. He's like, I think it was just a pandemic thing. And he's like, yeah, I mean, usually I have a small pedal board now, but before I even did that, I mean, I'm straight up like tuner guy. That's it.
Yeah.
Fucking guitar, tuner, amp. That's it. Now, like, that we're playing shows and shit like that, it's like, all right, well, I guess I should probably fucking get a boost. So, like, you know, my solos are louder, and like, hey, you know, there's that one riff on the album where I have reverb.
Right. There you go.
So I guess that justifies getting a reverb pedal.
Oh, yeah.
And yeah, but other than that, yeah, I don't really need any of that shit, man, really.
You need to set up like the Edge and have just like this, you know, fucking monstrous pedal board.
Oh no, I fucking hate that guy. I will start the beef with Edge, I'll tell you that much. Mm-hmm.
What's one of your main hatred of Edge, main gripe?
Oh, his riffs.
Yeah.
I don't know, I just don't like the tone of their songs, honestly. Like, they could probably even be like good riffs, but like, yeah, it just reminds me of that, like, that VH1 mom music.
I gotcha.
You know, I mean, that's what I think of. I think of being home and my mom playing VH1 and
the streets fucking have no YouTube name
coming on. And come. I'm just like, oh, this and fucking Don Henley and a bunch of trash.
Can I be honest with you, Justin?
Yeah, sure.
There was one song on Don't Panic where some of the vocal stuff reminded me of Don Henley's Boys of Summer.
Oh, all right.
I made a note of that.
Oh, yeah. I can totally see that.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, I can definitely see that. Fuck, what song?
I should have made it. I couldn't remember. It was later on in the album.
Is it Loaded? It might be Loaded.
Maybe it was.
It
was later on. I should have made the note of the song. But
it's probably Loaded. And that song, yeah, that song's got like a. We did like almost no backup vocals on that song.
Yeah,
because we just liked how like. The vocals sounded like so awesome alone. We're like, you know, we did like a lot of layering on like a lot of the songs. Like, I do like a lot of those high backups and shit like that. But that, like, I remember being in the studio, and I was like, yo, I'm not even fucking with that one. It just sounds great.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. Who, do all you guys contribute a lot to the songwriting?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It was a very, yeah. Yeah, because we'd get to practice and we'd work through shit, but we worked a lot of like dynamics, you know, like even like our drummer, there was like one song where he literally just started like humming like a guitar part over like the riff. And he's like, that's Justin, why don't you do this? And he like literally just sung like the chord progression.
Yeah.
And that was like my part. But like, as far as like full mold, like Will, our singer, demoed a lot of it. And then he would send us the ideas. I'd write my own guitar parts over it.
Yeah.
Our bass player, Colin, he wrote same thing. He demoed out some songs and any demo we got, never, like the demos and the actual version are night and day.
Yeah. You know,
they're just, nothing ended up sounding exactly like it did on the demo. Even if we programmed drums and everything, I mean, even the guitar parts and arrangements weren't even the same. So we all kind of like just hashed it out and made it go certain ways. And, you know, we were like really into the dynamics and how like the parts went into each other and, how the songs, you know, like we don't, like, I don't think we ever just end on like the root note of like the song. Like if we do a ring out, it's like, oh, what chord are we going to pick? You know, because we can't go back to this one. Or if, you know, like we do hits and stuff like that, like we calculated like out how many hits we wanted to do and like the timing of the hits and stuff like that. Like,
nice.
Yeah. Like if you listen to that song unfinished, like, yeah. The hits, just like, it's just one of those things where like, if you wrote that song, you'd be like, no, why are they doing the hits like this? But it sounds good to like a listener ear. But like when you're playing it, you're just like, it's always like one beat after where you think it would be.
Yeah. Yeah. That's one thing I noticed, that there's a lot of musicianship on the album without it being like, not like
noodly.
Yeah. I was looking for the right word.
It's not like it's not like, you know, it's just like wanking off like a guitar,
like Yngwie Malmsteen, just like, you know, shredding.
I love Yngwie Malmsteen.
He's wacky. Yeah,
well, that's the thing, like he's a great guitar player, but does he have like any good songs? No.
Right. He doesn't sing on anything either. It's just him shredding.
Yeah, but he has like singers on his albums.
That's weird.
Yeah.
I love it though.
Yeah, I have some Malmsteen records.
Yeah.
I inherited those. Like my dad gave me his Malmsteen records. My dad was like very like, new wave British heavy metal.
Ooh.
Type. Yeah. So like that, like a lot of Dio and Thin Lizzy and shit like that, which I hated until like I got older. Like when I was younger, my dad was like, hey, like this is what you got to listen to. And I was like,
fuck you. Fuck
that. I'm learning guitar. I'm going to learn how to play the Bruise by NOFX.
Right.
And it was the worst fucking idea ever. I was like, I was like, oh man, I should have just like learned all those songs my dad told me were cool and I'd be like better. But it took me to like, you know, I was like a senior in high school smoking pot to like put one of those albums on and be like, oh yeah, this shit rules.
I get it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh man.
But now I'm in. I eventually told him he was right.
Yeah. I've found myself more open-minded to listen to stuff that, you know, maybe before where I was just like, this is fucking stupid. I'm not going to listen to whatever, to Kiss, you know, something like that where, you know.
Well, even like stuff when I was like a brat, like, you know, like bands, like more like emo-ish type bands, like you couldn't fucking catch me like listening to like the Promise Ring when I was in high school. And now I'm like, oh, that's actually a good album.
Yeah.
Or like, you ever hear that band American Nightmare?
Yeah.
Fucking, I never listened to that band because I was like, oh, they named their band after a fucking Misfit song. Like, fuck that. That's what cover bands do.
Yep.
And then like, my buddy's like, really, man, you don't like American Nightmare? And he puts it on. I'm like, oh no, this rules.
Yeah,
no, you're right. Yeah, this is really good.
Yeah.
You know, like shit like that, just like, you know. So like I was very like closed minded growing up, and now like there's a lot of bands that, you know, I was into growing up, and I was just like, now I'm like, no, those bands are actually good.
Yeah.
But then there was like also some stuff that like I got like tricked into liking just because it was like cool at the time, like and fucking like The Used and like Thursday and all those fucking bands, yeah. And like every like cool chick in fucking high school like listen to those bands. I was like, oh yeah, I'm gonna get into this.
Yeah.
And like I faked liking it. Like I told myself like I liked it, but I never actually liked it. I just remember like one day I was like, you know what? I'm lying to myself. I don't like this music. And I took all those fucking CDs and I brought them down to the store and I sold them back. I was like, I'm out.
Wow, man. You had a rebirth.
Yeah. I said, fuck this shit.
Oh shit.
Well, that was the thing. Like in the early 2000s, everybody was getting into like, you know, it was like more, I guess, you know, quote unquote emo.
Yeah.
And but I grew up like listening to fast punk shit. And then like when everybody like started like slowing down and that, I was like, nah, man, like I want to go for like more fast shit. So I started listening to, like metal.
Yeah.
I was like, that's like a progression to me. Like, you know, it's like, you know, it's like what you're like, you find the roots of bands like Strung Out and Propaganda and all that shit. You're like, that's where those dudes get like their chops from.
Yeah. That's, I found that's a good thing to do to find out who inspired, you know, your favorite band. And
oh, hell yeah. Just kinda, yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Going back to the roots.
The roots. Yes. I like to do a lightning round of questions.
Sick.
At the end. And I'm using the term lightning very loosely. You can say as much as you want or as little as you want.
Lightning.
Yeah. Like, you know, I'm sure there's fast lightning and there's slow lightning, you know.
All right.
What's your favorite truck stop or gas station when you're on the road?
Sheets. Boom Boom Sauce.
Yeah.
Shit rules.
Sheets is good.
Sheet rules. That sheet rules.
Yeah. There, you know, there's always different camps of sheets versus
versus Wawa, right?
Wawa, yeah.
Yeah, Wawa doesn't compare. Wawa might have the better pretzel though.
The thing I like about Sheetz is the you know, the made to order food where you go and go to a little screen and
Yeah.
I don't think Wawa has that.
No. Quick Check has that.
Quick Check?
You know about Quick Check? You can find it in Jersey. Mm-mm. Yeah, Quick Check's a thing. Yeah. New York, New Jersey.
It's not great. have you had the opportunity to go to a Buc-ee's?
No.
You know about Buc-ee's?
No.
Buc-ee's is it started in Texas, and like they'll have like 200 pumps, and like the convenience store part is like the size of a Walmart, kind of.
Oh, sick.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, it's just silly and absurd. You know, it's one of those like only in America, you know, only in America.
Literally.
Could a Buc-ee's exist? Yeah. What's the worst punk rock bathroom you've had to go number two in? Or just a use.
Yeah. I can't be like specific. Because I don't really mind that stuff. Like, I've never... Yeah, that... Like, I've never sat on the throne at CB's. You know, I wish I could say I have, but no, I've never sat on the throne there. I never even, like, had to go to the bathroom at CB's. I was, like... I remember going to CB's when I was younger, and I would wear, like, long-sleeve shirts to the show, and I wouldn't even be sweating. I remember seeing, like... Jimmy G from Murphy's Law. He's like, oh, look at you. He's like, your sweat glands, they haven't even developed yet. And I was like, he's right. Yeah. I'm not even sweating.
I'm a child. Yeah.
But yeah, I can't. Yeah. That stuff doesn't bother me. I've never dreaded that. And like, I'm just like, oh, this is like, just, it's part of it.
You know? You let it wash over you. It's going to happen.
Yeah, I don't mind any of that stuff. I'm never like, oh, I got to go. I mean, I also work construction in there. I like, there's porta potties that I see every day. So I'm like, yeah.
What's the craziest thing you've seen in your construction career?
I mean, crazy is
a crazy, like, have you seen like a crazy injury or anything?
No. Luckily I have not.
Knock on wood.
Yeah. Knock on wood. I seen like one of my buddies, like I was working on one day and like, we were like up on a roof and he like just stumbled at one point. I'm like, what's up, man? Do you like trip on something? He's like, no, I just tripped on myself. And I'm like, oh, he's like, yeah, I'm just clumsy. And then like later that day, it was like raining. We were walking out and there was like this sewer cap that was like while they're building it, like before they like pave it, that it's kind of like dug out a little bit.
Yeah.
And he like, I was like mid conversation with him. And as he's like talking, he trips over and he like stumbles like three times. Like falls like in the mud.
Just, my man is not built for construction work.
He's ultimately a programmer, so
yeah. I feel that. I can relate.
Yeah, yeah. So he's like, he's just like, I'm like, all right, man. I'll see you later. But yeah, I haven't seen anything too crazy. At least, I don't know, like. I even work like in prisons. Like I do construction work. Like today I was at like Sullivan County Prison and I talked to people and they're like, so like, are the prisoners around you? I'm like, yeah. Like I have
do you have a gun?
Correctional officer like with me, but like I walk through and like, you know, I'm doing my thing. Like they don't say anything to you or, you know, it's just like this. I don't know. I guess I'm like numb to a lot of things in life, I guess. But, yeah, I'm just like, oh, dude, like the guy from the fucking Amityville Horror is in there in the prison I work at.
Damn.
And he's just like, you know, this fucking dude, old dude with long hair, just fucking doing his thing. I'm just like, yeah.
Do you?
So I guess that's crazy, right?
Yeah. You should ask him. I guess, I don't know. Are you not supposed to talk to people?
We just don't talk to each other every now and then. Like the ones that have that under like good behavior, they get jobs and stuff like that. Yeah. Like, so every now and then, like you'll be like in a spot where like they'll be working and you know, they'll be talking to like a CO or something. But I mean, I have no reason to talk to them. So.
Yeah. Gosh. I'm too like, I would have to say something. I'm like a cat, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
I couldn't be stopped. Man. And I'm just thinking about, you know, that Shawshank Redemption, you know, I hope like, you know, you gotta make sure those walls are thick, you know?
Yeah. Have you seen the new, Lil Nas X, video?
Yeah. Yeah. Pretty great. Yeah. Let's see. What's your worst borders/customs experience?
When I was very young, I wouldn't say it was horrible. I've never had really bad time, but it was just kind of funny when we were young. We were driving up. And I think we had two different cars like going across the border and we get to the border and my buddy John is driving. They're like, where are you going? And he's like, we're going to see a punk show. We're playing a show, but he's like, I'm going to see a punk show in Montario.
Montario. Oh God.
Like, oh, John.
Like, all right, get out of there. Go park.
Yeah,
go
they're inside. Like, all right, just pull over there. Yeah, all right, inside. Pull over there. Oh, yeah. Gosh. But, dude, I mean, I remember, like, we'd cross the border, like, in a van with no windows in the back. And they're like, how many people you got back there? We're like, two in the front, four in the back. They're like, all right, four total. All right, you guys are good.
Yeah.
We're like, but it's like, it doesn't matter. Like, it's all luck of the draw.
Yeah.
Like, some, like, you could be super sketchy and it wouldn't even matter some days.
Just depends on the crossing guard.
Yeah. Yeah, it really does. I mean, so yeah, we've never had an issue. We never got turned away at the border, thank God. And getting back in is just always easy. I mean, it's funny. You by the time you come back in and you just like open up the van door, like they just smell it.
Yeah.
Like, oh God, you guys are gross. Go home.
Oh shit. What's do you have a favorite regional beer? Is there a New York regional beer?
Yeah, man. Well, I'll say brewery, right?
Yeah.
Hudson Valley Brewery.
Oh shit.
Yeah, these guys, all my friends work there. They do it's like a sour IPA, but they do standard IPAs, they do pilsners, they do dark lagers, they diverse brewery.
Yeah.
And yeah, I mean, honestly, I was a fan before, like, I was friends with these people. So, yeah, it's not like I just like it because, like, it's in my hometown and my friends work there. But, yeah, their beer's awesome. But if, you know, that's, like, you know, these are, like, $20 four-packs, so if I have to slum it up.
Right.
You know, I'll drink some Coors Banquet.
Hell yeah.
Or some $13 12-ounce Tecates at fucking
Descendants.
They
just taste sweeter. Show. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Sour grapes.
You should get Hudson Valley to do a Don't Panic pale ale.
Yeah. Oh man, what did we talk about? Some of Will's friends work at oh yeah, we were talking about doing a like a loaded IPA actually.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, we got to figure it out. I mean, these guys like they're you know, they have their like their base. So, I mean, I don't know if they're small enough to where they'd want to do a band or where the band they'd want to do. I've never even talked to them about it, but yeah, we could get them to do it. Will's got friends over at Decadent. That's another brewery. I think they're in Westchester County in New York. And it's funny, like the guys that work there, they were all like tour dudes that like, you know, during the pandemic had to find new jobs. So like, you know, our buddy Kenny that worked over at like Webster Hall, you know, he's working there. And like the guy that does like merch for like the Gaslight Anthem, he's like working there, you know? So like, that's like a lot of punk rock dudes over there now.
That's sick.
So I would love to get fucking our own beer. That'd be sick. I tried the strung out beers last year during the pandemic.
Not great.
They released three beers, I think. They did like a West Coast IPA. But they did like a golden ale that was like surprisingly the best fucking beer out of the batch. Yeah. It was very good.
Whenever like there's like a band puts out a beer or something, I'm always hesitant to think, you know, is this going to be actually good or if it was just like, hey, let's put our name on a beer.
Descendants beer was awesome.
Was it?
Yeah, it was a coffee IPA, I think.
Ah, nice.
It was fucking. Like you said, oh, dude, Hatebreed put out a beer. Oh, man, what is this? It's like Live for This Lager or something.
And now is the time for me to hops. Yeah.
It was. It's funny. The guy, I think like the guitar player or something from Hatebreed, dropped it off at like the beer store that I got it from.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah. Ooh. That beer was good.
What's the most expensive t-shirt that you bought?
I'm trying to think if I like actually like I've been like searching for like Judas Priest like shirts on eBay for like years, and they're all like 200 and like higher. Ooh. So I've never pulled the trigger on any of those. Trying to think if I've actually like pulled the trigger on like a vintage tee. I think otherwise I just end up like spending like a rando like 40 with shipping or something like that. But yeah, I've never like actually got like the vintage tees that I want. I saw Diesel Boy, one of my favorite bands growing up. They just finally put up merch. So that's cool. But yeah, t-shirt specifically, right?
If you can't think of a t-shirt, like maybe just item of clothing that interests me as well.
I never spent a lot on an item of clothing. Really? I haven't done it yet.
Treat yourself, Justin.
It's coming.
Get a big expensive hat or something. I don't know.
Yeah. You know, I'm going to find something later and be like, oh yeah. But on the flip side, I have like this sick fucking Ultimate Warrior jacket from like my childhood. That's probably worth like fucking $250.
Yeah, man. Are you into wrestling as an adult?
No, not as an adult. No, it was childhood. Oh yeah. I think I bought like a sweet, like vintage Mets shirt at the Baseball Hall of Fame.
Oh shit. Yeah. My buddy, his dad is at this conference where Daryl Strawberry is speaking. I was like, oh shit. Oh,
sick.
That's fucking cool.
Yeah, he needs some money.
Yeah. Hard times. What's your perfect pizza?
I mean, I'd say no toppings.
Straight cheese?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So now, like, it's a question of whether it's, like, square, circle, white, right?
Yeah.
White or red.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, I don't know. Sicilians. Like, if I get a good Sicilian, I'm stoked. But, yeah, like, standard pie with rules. Margarita's great. Grandma pie. Yeah. I don't fuck with toppings. I mean, I do, but it's never like as good as like without it. Like,
damn, that's true.
Yeah.
If you got a bad base, you know, you can't build with, you can't make, you know, the bad base with good toppings. You know, you can't overcome that.
Exactly. And you know what? Like, you start loading up toppings and like, starts to droop. It's heavy.
It's a mess.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, I mean, I'll go with a Sicilian or grandma or, you know, like if I go to like, when I was doing construction in New York City, we would go to Joe's in the West Village. And I'd be like, I'm getting the triple threat. It would be like, a Sicilian margarita on a plane.
Yeah. Wow.
That rule.
That's sick. Yeah. I didn't know about how much scaffolding is in New York City. Until I watched this show on HBO recently.
What show?
It's a documentary show. People do things, people doing things, something like that. It's weird, like Tim and Eric produce it. And it's just this strange, this guy's going around the cities and just filming just random stuff. And he did one on scaffolding in New York. And he went to the scaffolding convention in New Orleans, like right before.
That's sick.
Yeah, I don't know if you heard of like there's a Hard Rock being built in New Orleans, like hotel casino, and it collapsed last like, in 2019, and that's what he did the show on.
Nice.
It was strange. A whole world that I don't know about.
Yeah, man.
In conjunction with the pizza question, what do you want on your tombstone?
Oh, I don't want a tombstone. Okay. I'll do Frank Reynolds, you know, throw me in the trash.
Throw me in the trash. Love it.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Well, we've done about an hour here, Justin. I think we can wrap this thing up. Do you have any closing sentiments or anything you want to say?
Nah, man. Hopefully people dig the album. If you haven't heard it, check it out. And yeah.
Hell yeah. Well, stay on for a minute. But you had options, but you decided to talk to me, and I appreciate it.
Thanks, man.
Hell yeah. Okay. Yeah, thanks, dude.
I enjoyed it.
Yeah, hell yeah.